more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Bonnie North. D-Day is one of the most recognizable moments in World War II history, but a new exhibit opening today in Milwaukee, in time to commemorate the 70th anniversary of that invasion, is focusing on some of the lesser-known individual moments of valor. The Chudnow Museum of Yesteryear is featuring a special exhibit of a Milwaukee man's unique collection of World War II artifacts. Collector Vim Leidis hopes the pieces he's gathered will help tell the story of Jewish soldiers and the Jewish partisans who fought against the Nazis. Leidis joined Chudnow Executive Director Steve Daly at the museum, and Daly began by telling Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce more about some of the pieces of Leidis' collection.
Well, he's got some original uniforms, some weapons, some headgear, like I said, various letters, diaries, photographs. It's quite a range of products and ideas and things here that show that experience in World War II. If we're talking about the partisans, he actually has a day-to-day diary that a partisan kept while he was fighting in Eastern Europe. He's got letters and other documents and photos related to a woman partisan who's still alive. She's 93 years old and lives in Toronto, and he's been in correspondence with her. And so he's kind of got her life story laid out for us in photos and some of her text, some letters from some other partisans of what their experiences were like in the war. And luckily, Milwaukee has a Jewish fighter from the Jewish Brigade in World War II that's still alive, and he's coming to our event here on Friday night. We're going to have a lecture, so he's going to be talking about his experiences fighting under the British, but as part of this Jewish Brigade.
Well, tell us a little bit more about this Jewish Brigade. It's kind of one of those footnotes of history that people don't often know that much about.
Yeah, it was a group of Jewish soldiers and citizens when Poland was overrun by the Germans in World War II. This group made an effort to become part of somebody's army, and the British Army took them in and allowed them to remain all together as part of a separate unit called the Jewish Brigade. And so they trained specifically to fight together as one unit, and they did participate in a couple of battles in World War II. Unfortunately, it was near the end of the war, but at least they got a chance to fight back and show the world that they fought back and tried to make a difference.
Vim, tell us about why it was important to you to collect all of these artifacts and bring the stories of the Jewish Brigade to light.
I actually started as somebody who was just interested in the Holocaust, when I was a lot younger. And from there on, it just kind of grew, Actually, the last 5 to 10 years, I would say, it really started going for me in a direction where, I've been focusing on the Holocaust for such a long time that I actually started, asking myself questions like, well, what happened to a lot of these survivors, or what happened after that? And so actually that led me to hear a lot of the other stories other than the Holocaust stories of where Jewish resistance and how these people survived, And I started learning about the Jewish Brigade and about the Haganah, the Irgun, and the whole formation of the State of Israel, and even up to current affairs, which is what I'm been studying. And one of the aspects that I came across was, not only people that survived and how the rest of their lives looked, but also things that were going on during the Holocaust, as in Jewish resistance, and it's an often overlooked thing. And actually a lot of the testimonies that I've read or have seen in, in videos where they give their own testimonies, one occurring thing that I found was that there's this myth that people think that people were just led to the slaughter like sheep, that there was no resistance and the people just let themselves take away and be killed, And the more I start researching it, it's like so absolutely not true, And one thing that I hope that people will get from this exhibit too is that if they learn anything from this, I want them to learn that not only did the Jewish people resist, but they actively fought back and they were actually very successful at it, And that's something that I said that's a recurring theme in their testimonies, that they always keep saying that, we want the people to know that we did fight back, that the Jewish people did fight back. It's not only the things that people or some people might just know a little bit of, the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising is one of the more famous ones where most people that are familiar with World War II might have heard of, but there's so many other forms of resistance that it's just often overlooked, and one of them is the Jewish Brigade, another one are the Jewish partisans, and there was so much resistance in the camps too, where they blew up the crematorias, they broke out of the camps, and so yeah, that's what what got me into all this, and I'm always very interested and very connected to the personal stories, how people survived, how they how they experienced it and how they got the strength to keep going, you know. And even though a lot of people, you know, like the partisans and stuff, like the entire families were murdered, and it's just so easy to give up, but, you know, they kept fighting, you know, and it's just so admirable.
Among the artifacts that you have here are a series of photographs. My eye just can't help but be drawn to them, of a woman in a leopard print coat. Right. And a gun. She's a member of the Jewish Partisans. Can you tell us her story?
Okay, well, the lady you're talking about is Faye Schumann, Faye Lazepnik Schumann. She's got an incredible story. And the reason why there's a couple of her photos on here and why I made a little frame here too, kind of telling her story, is because she's one of the partisans that I really deeply connect to. You know, she's actually still alive today. She's 92 years old. She lives in Toronto right now. And I'm planning on visiting her in October this year. I've talked to her like about 5 or 6 times on the phone now. But anyway, her story, she was, you know, she could have been very easily one of the many numbers of statistics from all these towns that were leveled by the Germans, where entire communities were wiped out, you know. And the Germans came to her town, and within no time, they rounded up the whole town, and they were shot at mass graves. They had like pits in the forest, and they made the people line up, strip naked, and they were just shot, you know. And there's so many towns that were killed that way. And her town was exactly like that. But what saved her at that point was she had learned photography from her brother. Her brother was a photographer. And the Germans knew about that because the time that they were in the town and before they killed the town, they knew about her photography, and they already had used her skills to, you know, they made her photograph some of these murderers, you know, and some of these Nazis. And when they rounded up the people, they picked her out of line, and with her 5 other families, and they boarded these people up in synagogue, and she was actually able to see out of the windows of the synagogue what was going on, and she saw how the whole town, and including her own family, was taken away on trucks, and, you know, at that point not knowing what happened, but later she found out what happened. And the only reason why they saved her and these other 5 families was because the Germans thought they could use their trades a little bit longer before taking them away as well. And, you know, a lot of these SS guys, they, you know, they thought they wanted to have portraits of themselves, and they gave her negatives of photos that they took. And one of those photos was from those mass graves where they killed up her town. And actually, she recognized her own parents in one of these graves, which was really, you know, a bizarre thing. And she actually saved that negative for herself, too, as evidence, if she might survive, that she has evidence what took place there. She thought about escaping, but as other reprisals that the Germans did, if one escaped, they would kill the rest, you know. So she knew that if she would escape, they would kill the other families, and she didn't want to do that. So about 10 days into it, there was a raid from the partisans on that town, because the partisans were aware that the whole town was wiped out and that the Germans were, you know, took over everything that was there, and the partisans wanted to attack the Germans. They did, and in the midst of the chaos, she was able to escape. She went to the forest and was hoping to join the partisans, and, you know, a lot of the partisans weren't really excited to take women on board, you know. But then one of the people in the partisans knew that one of her family members was a doctor, so they assumed that she could be a doctor or a medic in their unit, so they accepted her, and she spent the next 3.5 to 4 years with the partisans in the forest. She's the only partisan that was actually able to photograph a lot of the partisan activity during the time in the partisans.
Well, Steve, let me ask, how does a story like Faye's fit into not only this exhibit, but the broader mission of the Chudnow Museum? A lot of this happened after the time period, or just at the tail end of the time period that the Chudnow really tries to document. So why was it important to include this material here at the museum?
Partly because Mr. Chudnow was a veteran of World War II, and he did serve in D-Day. He landed on Omaha Beach on the second day, and he was part of the port battalion that unloaded all the supplies for the GIs landing on the shores of France. So we felt it was a way to honor his service during World War II. And I just thought with the 70th anniversary of D-Day that we had to do something, not necessarily related to Mr. Chudnow, but just something in general about World War II to show the great sacrifices and things that went on in that era. Since Mr. Chudnow was Jewish, this is a way for us to tell another part of the Jewish story. And so it's a way for the museum to talk about how one individual can change history. We feel that Mr. Chudnow's collection, his vast number of things that he saved, is a perfect example how one person can make such a difference. Well, Faye is another one of those people that one person can make a difference. So I think this exhibit kind of typifies what I think the whole educational experience about our museum is.
Well, Steve Daly and Vim Leitis, thank you both so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Steve Daly is the executive director of the Chudnow Museum of Yesteryear, where a new World War II exhibit on the Jewish Brigade and Jewish Partisans opens today. The exhibit is based on the collection of Milwaukee and Vim Leitis, who's also the author of My Jewish Journey. He'll be giving a lecture on his collection this evening and next Thursday. The Chudnow will also present World War II reenactors tomorrow morning and host a talk by Milwaukee World War II veteran and author Eugene Schultz on June 10th. Daly and Leitis spoke with Stephanie Lecce. The new Bucks owners came to town recently, and our sports contributor reviews their visit next on Lake Effect. You are listening to us on WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio.